deep down, do all women like toxicity?
Too deep for the intro. What's going down?
Everybody likes remixes. Remixes are the best sometimes.
Yeah, because One More Chance was fire. You know that's a remix. I don't even know what the regular One More Chance sound like.
I ain't gonna lie, I just want to get married. Jagged Edge, the remix was actually fire.
Yeah.
They come and talk to me.
Yeah, that Best of Me with Jay remix, fire. All remixes, fire.
I'm sorry.
We came to pod.
Intro the show, man.
Yeah, they like, yeah. I forgot y'all there. Welcome.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome. Too Deep for the Intro, where men come first. I am the returning host, B. Wayne.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate I am factual. Well, factual.
Hey, it's your boy Fosse. What's going down?
What's good? No music. No. ESPN.
Yeah, nothing, man. Yeah.
No spoiler boys, and not give it to
them. I can't give it to them all the time.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Can't spoil them like that.
I ain't mad at it this time because we know what music.
They was holding their breath
playing.
And shit. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? They was waiting for
it, man.
They
was holding their breath.
Hey, man, we are glad you are here, man, because it's just us up in here, man. No guests this time around. You feel me? Because we got important information to give y'all, man. So, with no further ado, man, we gonna go ahead and just skip over the bell. Get right to the menu for the day. You know what I'm talking about? Now, today on this episode, man, we're serving up this appetizer like this. Many women say they have never settled, not gonna settle, never will settle. But if women only date across or up, aren't the men the ones who are settling? So the question is, gentlemen, is it okay for men to settle, or should we start holding out what we want as well? We're going to dive into that real quick. And then, of course, behind that, we got the meat and potatoes. Now, we made it clear on many episodes that nice guys do what, Walt Factual?
Finish last.
But does that mean toxic man finish first?
Maybe.
Today we will talk about what it takes to be a little toxic out here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, man. And then we serving up some dessert for y'all folks. Large facts.
Or not.
Now, in the spirit of all things toxic, a woman explains the worst thing you could tell someone who's in a toxic relationship. I'm glad y'all are here, alumni. We finna get the work out here now. Before we even dive into any of this stuff, we got to give you the info that you need to know. Now, for any questions, comments, concerns, cuz women, if y'all just want to holler at us, if you want to see how 4C is doing out here, man, 4C, let them know where they can do that at.
Man, y'all can hit me up at the email. That's going to be 2deepforintro@gmail.com. That's 2.
The number.
Deep, D-E-E-P, 4.
The number.
The, D-A, intro, I-N-T-R-O, @gmail.com. Yes, sir.
Come on now, being great out here.
Because at this point, I mean, you got to do it.
You locked in.
Cause last time you was like, yes, obvious that call, but now it's a thing. I'm just gonna do it. So y'all just rock with me.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
I gotta do it.
Hey, as we've been telling y'all, and as y'all should know, if you've been here since the first episode, I ain't even gotta give y'all the title because you should know. But if you're new, then you don't know about the universe. How do you find out about the universe? How do you get involved and become one of the people of the universe? While factual, how do they do that?
Oh, so you new, so you brand new to the thing. I'm so glad you're here, sir. All right, so here's what you want to do. You want to go 2deepforintro.com.
Yes.
Okay. Right? This episode and every other episode from season one. Season two. Season three. It's going to be on their website. You just hit the latest episode tab, and you can pick anyone.
Anyone.
Right there. Then guess what? Guess what? We got some extra.
Got
that self-made articles.
Mm.
Now look here. You're new, right? So check this out. I guarantee, I don't normally make a guarantee or a promise, but I promise if you go over there, you click that self-made article, take your pick, pick anyone, you're going to come and you're going to leave with more, you're going to be better than you were before you even came to the website. I guarantee it. Pick anyone. There's over, it's close to 100 articles over there. So take your pick.
A little shy.
Take your pick. Any article, I'm doing God's work over there. 2deepforintro.com.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and it's merch too. Get your shirt while you're over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, most sir, man.
Get clothed up.
Y'all go ahead and hit us at the email. Y'all go ahead and get involved in the universe, man. We being great out here. Gentlemen, y'all ready to get to it?
Yes, let's go. Sir.
Come on, man. Let's get right into this appetizer because people be hungry out here. You know what I'm saying? Now, what we have here, woman explains why women settle for nice, safe, secure guys that they don't really want and are not attracted to. Walt.
Before I get to her, I'm going to set it up with the GOAT, in my opinion, arguably, okay. Chris Rock. Let's go.
No matter what you do, your woman is mad at you. If you work all the time, like you work all the time, you ain't never home. You always leaving me. I hate this shit. If you home all the time, why you all up under me? Let me get some fucking room to breathe. Damn, stop sweating me. I hate this shit. If you make more money than her, fuck you. I want to make decisions too. You ain't my fucking daddy. I don't need you to take care of me. I hate this shit. If she makes more money than you, you broke motherfucker. You never have no fucking money. Fuck this shit. I don't want to make all these decisions. I need to be taken care of. I hate this shit. I can't take it. And the number one reason your woman's always mad, fellas, the number one reason your woman is pissed the fuck off, because you ain't her first choice.
Tragic.
Fellas. You ever catch a woman just looking at you, but not saying nothing? In her mind, she's thinking, how did I end up with this ugly motherfucker? Oh, Lord, this motherfucker's ugly and stupid. I had a good man and I blew it. Damn, Lord, kill my man. Kill him, please. Kill him while I still look good enough to get something new. Please kill this motherfucker.
Dang.
Okay, so now Shorty, she gonna explain why women settle for nice, safe, secure guys.
I have girlfriends in marriages right now who have settled with the nice, safe, secure guy we weren't all that attracted to. We didn't really want that much. We didn't have any chemistry with. We had meh sex with because we had to. Because the guy we actually felt passion and chemistry for doesn't want us or makes us so emotionally unhinged and erratic that we can't look ourselves in the mirror anymore. Normally, those guys that we settle for don't make it happen. To us, it's like, well, damn, if you're putting up with it, well, okay, cool. If you're still here, cool. When you want to go, that's fine. But in the meantime, I got no one else. You're here to give it. Cool. I accept. But my God, I see how pathetic you are, and I will definitely use that to my advantage. We'd leave you in a heartbeat if someone better came along.
Wait a minute!
So Shorty is saying women settle for nice, safe, secure guys because the men they want don't want them. Mm-hmm. So Chris Rock was saying, you ever catch your girl looking at you?
Yeah.
Because it ain't, you ain't her first choice.
Yeah.
Because
she thinking about old buddy.
Old boy that didn't want her.
So let's go ahead and ask this question right here. Is it okay for women to settle? What y'all think?
I think everybody should have the ability to settle if they want to. No. My bad.
Wait, no, hold on.
I don't think anybody should settle, truth be told.
Okay, go
That's
ahead.
That's what I meant to say. I don't think anybody should settle. I think everybody has the ability to get what they want out of life.
They have the ability.
Yeah.
You don't think nobody should settle?
I don't think anybody should settle.
And you think everybody should get what they want?
I believe everybody should be able to get what they want out of life.
What you think, B-Wayne?
About
settling.
I believe that it's okay for women to settle because they picky as hell. So you're not going to get what you really want, especially early on.
Because they pick you. Yeah.
They selective.
Selective.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want them to have this and do that and I think I played a clip on the episode or something that's gonna come out in the future or whatever, and it's basically just saying, like, you know, you want a thug, but you want him to be God fearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, you want this and you want that, but if he got too much thug in him, he's too much. But if he too good, it's too much. Like, you ask for all this stuff in one guy, and it's not gonna happen or whatever. So now you look up your 40, and you're like, well, damn, none of the ones that I wanted me.
Yeah.
And you end up being with, and I hate to group y'all like this. Again, I don't feel like using all these extra descriptive words. You end up with the sucker because you know the sucker is just so happy that you looked at him and you talked to him. And yeah, that's how I feel.
What you think is so wrong? Why they think something's so wrong with settling, though?
I'm going to grab that one real quick. The reason why they think that selling is so wrong is because they the ones that get to choose. So at the end of the day, they think that, like, hey, I can have any man that I want because any man wants you. You get what I'm saying? Whereas we have to put in work to get a man. A woman can point at a man and get him so she can select the type she wants every time. Even though the type don't want her, in her mind, she thinks that this motherfucker want her, but all he want is the box.
They can pick anybody for sex, but they can't pick anybody for commitment.
But at the time when they're young, when their body is right, they got the pick of the fucking litter. It's not until later on, whenever they shit starts to, you know, they get older, and now they selected don't work like it used to no more. Now they can't get the type that they want because for an ample amount of reasons. They ain't got that tight ass body like they used to when they was 18, 19, 20, 21, 24. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They starting to put on a little bit of weight. Mm. So now when they smiling all and old buddy, that's a tight face. Old buddy in a tight face is like, nah.
The women I'm that, good. The women that, here's the women that it's not okay for you to settle. This woman.
Okay, who is that?
She feminine. She cooperative.
Okay.
She fit. She friendly. Mm. She add value to you. She helpful. She reflects you. She expand your business. They shouldn't settle. Everybody else should. Need to.
You damn near described every,
must.
You damn near described every female in her 20s.
No. Not every damn woman damn. In it. Women in their 20s on some independent
and
shit.
If you the type that she likes, she gonna be friendly.
Yeah, but she not gonna be helpful.
She don't even know how to be helpful yet at 20.
She not gonna be receptive to none of your teaching because she on some independent shit.
How much teaching do you got if you a nigga that's just out there trying to get the box regardless? You ain't got no respect for this.
No. I'm not talking about me being about the box. I'm saying
that the woman, she going after her type, and her type, he probably ain't a good nigga regardless. But she going after him, and she probably do got those traits at the beginning. She would be respectful. If she got lucky and her type was actually a motherfucker that was on his 5 P's, and this was the type of woman that he wanted also, she'd get lucky. But 9 times out of 10, the type that she want ain't the type that she need. And so she gonna wind up getting with old buddy, and by the time she run into 2 or 3 more types, she got 3 kids.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Let me ask y'all this then. Let's flip it to the other side. Is it okay for men to settle? What y'all think about that? Men settling. What do you think, folks?
I got a video for it. And let's get to it.
Okay.
Got you. Hold on.
I've been in a relationship for some time now, and I just got to ask, how do you know you love me?
You don't want the answer to that.
Yes, I do.
No, but like you really don't. And you know I'm the type of person, I'm always going to tell you the truth no matter what.
Right.
And you don't want the answer to that.
I do want. I want the honest, truthful answer to that.
No, I promise you. Like, if I tell you the answer, you might not. We might break up.
I want the answer.
You sure? Like, you sure? Like, I'm really giving you the chance to back out of this. Are you sure? 100% positive. This is what you want.
I am 100% sure I want the answer.
Your pussy is trash.
Oh.
And I didn't care. That's how I knew I really was in love with you.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I told you you didn't want to hear that. But I love you. Like, that's... Oh. I love you for everything else, you feel me? That, like, I'm just not here for sex, you feel me? Genuine love, but that's how I knew I really loved you.
Oh.
Wow.
Before we answer, is it okay for men to settle? I will say, we will settle if we cut for you.
Yeah.
If we love you, we settle it. If we got, if we see potential in you, we settle it. If we see anything in you, we settle it.
Disregardless.
Off the rip. Now, is it okay? I don't know. But we settle as a default. It's in us to just settle for.
I think that's a good... I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't think you looked at me. But I think that's the better question when you frame it like how he said it, right? I believe a lot of guys are going to be with somebody that they are attracted to. It doesn't matter if anybody else is attracted to, right? I'm just talking about across the spectrum. Forget, like, where you are status-wise, okay? I believe that a guy's going to... He's not necessarily going to be with, like... marry somebody that he's not attracted to, because that attraction makes you want to bust them down, right? Okay. But if they don't do everything that he wants sexually and she has value, like everything that you listed a couple of minutes ago, Walt, and the pussy is trash as well, but she fucks me enough, he'll settle. I think that, like, you, when it comes to men, I think you have to be specific when it comes to the settling. Does it make sense what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think you hit it on the nose right there, my boy. Like, yeah. Pussy trash, but I fuck with you, and I know you got something with you.
All right, cool, I'll settle.
Yeah, because you still fuck me.
It's just not that. It's what trash. It's trash compared to
what I've had.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what you're doing.
So, yeah.
And then he was young, so I don't think he in a state of mind to be like, you don't know what you're doing, so let me teach you.
Right. Before we get up out of here, man, let me go ahead and ask this. Right.
Well, before we go to meat and potatoes.
No. Yeah, before we go to meat and potatoes.
Just in case they knew, they don't know.
Oh, yeah. My fault, people. Yeah, absolutely right. Appreciate you, man.
I got you.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me what y'all think about this. Should men settle for a woman he is not that attracted to but believes is a good woman, or should men hold out for what they really want? You kind of
alluded to it.
You kind of alluded to a little bit.
But I'm going to say, when should a man hold out? When you becoming a self-made man, you should hold out. If you're just drifting through life, settle. But if you, what that shit called when you play a video game and you keep adding points to yourself and you got
leveling up.
Leveling up, yeah.
Don't they have a better word?
Skill points.
Yeah, you keep adding skill points to your life. Yes, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't settle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
you ain't got to your final.
Yeah, you ain't got to your final fall, so you don't know what that woman you're gonna attract once you get all your skill points.
Yeah.
You get all your skill points. Then okay, let's see what I could do in this joint.
Yeah.
You just going through life. Yeah. Settle.
Folks, see what you got. You agree? You got something to add? You feel differently? What you think?
I'm kind of with him. So
what you're saying is
you kind of with him.
I'm kind of with him.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, but as long as you kind of with me.
It's like, I feel like it could wind up being the same effect that some women get when they looking for that type and then they don't wind up getting it. Now, you know, you've acquired.
No, that's not going to happen with a man. Let me stop you.
Let me stop you. Happen.
Let me look at the opportunities a man can have.
Wait.
Stop. Man, as a man, now you, as you get older, you still good. Not like a woman, as she get older, she out of there. That's one. Two, it ain't popping in the States. You can go where? Across. wherever you want to pick. Oh, it's not picking. It's not popping in America. You can go to Japan. Not popping in Japan. You can go Africa. But, so no, that can't happen.
But that
it cannot. But impossible.
But listen, listen. Go ahead. That's if.
And if you're not popping with the young ones, you can get a 30. But, ain't popping with 30, you can get 40. And ain't popping with black, you can go Asian.
Once you get to that level, it's gonna be on the point of. Are you getting with this woman just to build your legacy, or are
do you talking really, about love?
Do you really want her to love you?
What?
That's where you at,
man. We not talking about love.
Hey, did you hear about? Okay,
we talking about settling.
Cool. Well, then that's what you're gonna get.
So you wait. You think you gonna become a self-made man and then think women gonna love you for you?
No, they not.
If you want women to love you for you, then don't get no skill points then.
Either way, if you about your shit, you're going to get skill points regardless.
Okay, so you can't be thinking about, I need to be loved out here.
Hey, old buddy, what was it? Qatar billionaire, he got his skill points up. Boom, he went, he got Janet Jackson. He hit her with a prenup. He's like, if you stay with me at least 5 years, On the conditions of that prenup, I'm going to give you $100 million. Mm-hmm. Well, at least 5 years. You bear me a child, I'm going to give you another $100 million. She stayed with him 5 years, had one kid, and she left him in exactly 5 years.
So
she got $200 million. He got a baby, though. He got him a little boy out of it.
And he didn't settle.
And he got to fuck with Janet for...
Yeah, he didn't settle.
He didn't settle, but now he got to look for another individual.
That's not what we're talking about.
He did. He chose who he wanted.
He didn't settle.
He settled for 5 years.
Okay. No. No, he didn't settle because he got fucking Janet Jackson. That was enough for him.
For 5 years, he locked it down. That's not settling.
He got Janet Jackson to him. That's top tier.
But
Janet Jackson top tier to that boy.
And then he lost it.
No, we're not talking about maintaining and keeping and longevity. So, no, we just talk about settling or not.
For a short time, but not a long time.
Settling or not. It's off the rip. I done became this dude. Who do I have access to? And these women. Janet Jackson? Bet. That's not settling. For that engagement, he was looking like the man.
That's what I'm saying. He never going to be able to settle. He's going to be a single father. Every chick he get with is going to be looking for that
prenup. You're looking at it, though.
He's going to be looking for that prenup deal. The next chick he try to get with, she going to
be
like, I want the same deal as Janet.
But he got bread?
He got bread.
Yeah, he
so what?
So I kind of.
What's the problem?
You get what I'm saying, huh?
I kind of understand what Fosse is saying.
So he should have settled?
No.
I'm just saying he never going to be able to settle.
He
the lady with the cats is just different.
Yeah,
cats is money.
So check it out.
Nah.
Yes.
Yeah, because think about it like this. Think about it like this. The more you gain, like to your point, you done got all your skill points, right? For people that's not understanding the skill point stuff, let's just say you out of here with the money. You got the bag. You got multiple bags.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ain't going nowhere, whatever. Your access to women is broadened, right? But the problem is that you still have to move a certain way because it wasn't like they came in at any point while you were building. You find a boss level, and you got to protect what you done already made. You know what I'm saying? So, in a way, it was almost as if, like, the prenup, I believe, it was almost as if he thought he was going to trap her. Like, yeah, this is Janet, but she probably like any other women. She going to get this 100, but she going to stay because I can keep on re-upping or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I think when you get to a certain status, as much as the world is open to you, you still kind of confined to, like, man, I've really got to move a certain way or whatever. That's what I kind of got from what FOC was saying. You know what I'm saying? But to your point, Walt, he has the access, so he doesn't have to settle for somebody at the bottom, even though it would probably be best if he dealt with somebody that didn't know how to read fucking contracts or something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion, man. Let's get to the meat and potatoes out here. You know what I'm saying? I had something on there, but I forgot.
He the cat, man. Man.
Sometimes we yearn for acceptance and approval. Sometimes we aim to be similar to everyone else, like ants, part of a colony. But sometimes, we aspire to be something more, something bigger, something different. This clothing line is more than different. It shouts at you. Impossible to ignore. It makes you realize that maybe finding your own lane, own path, own purpose is the best course of action. Grab everyone's attention and never blend in. Available now at TooDeepForTheIntro.com.
All right, man, for the meat and potatoes, we're going to show you how to be toxic.
A little bit.
Just a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Now, not here, a lot, baby girl. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Word. All right. Now, what we're going to start it off with, a toxic man versus a healthy man, according to Megan Good's ex-husband, Devon Franklin. Cue it up.
I believe, here's how you can tell the difference between a man who is healthy and a man that's toxic. The man that's healthy is looking to be of service. The man that's toxic is looking to be served. So, if I am a man that's only looking to be served, I'm not going to see you. Because I'm only going to see you through the lens of how you service me. If I'm looking to serve and be a then I'm going to see you. What's your need? What's your thoughts? What are your dreams? What are your hopes? What do you want to do? How do you want to do it? Well, why do you think that? Why do you feel that? Oh, wow, you put some lashes on today. Oh, okay. You got some extensions in. Like, because I'm looking to be of service. So I'm actually evaluating what's in front of me and identifying how I can make a benefit or make a contribution versus looking at it from like, what's in it for me?
Any thoughts on that real quick? Or I can just go into this question that I got. Let's get to it then. Fellas, deep down, do all women like toxicity?
Yes. Here's why. Because women don't like to be bored, and toxicity keep them entertained.
Say it again, fam.
Women don't like to be bored. Toxicity keep them entertained, make them feel like they live in a movie.
Fuzzy, what you got?
Hey, I'm on the same thing, man. Like, I think I said it way back in the day. I think I made a Matrix analogy. Is that when it's too perfect, they can't handle it. They can't handle it.
You're going to reject it.
Yeah, they're going to reject it.
Yeah.
You try and give them everything. Like old buddy saying, that's why he not with Megan Good no more. That's exactly why. That's her ex, right?
That's her ex. That nigga was too perfect.
That's why you not with him. That's why she with old buddy, the dude.
That's toxic.
He running down Jonathan the street.
What's his name in the Marvel movie?
Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah.
Yeah. He running down the street from the white woman. Her shit was wet. She saw him running down that street. Her shit got moist.
Yeah.
It got moist. She saw him running from old girl. He's like, yeah, I gotta have that one.
Yeah.
I gotta have that one. I want to be fighting. I want to be running down the motherfucking street because she had a good one. He was at the house.
Yeah.
She want to be running in traffic.
I'm going to say that we
I ain't gonna lie to
y'all. I'm going to say we 3-for-3 on this one, man. I believe that all women, even if it's just a
little bit,
even if it's just a ski taste, all women want a little toxicity. You know what I'm saying?
I know somebody like, not me. Yes, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, point at yourself.
You do. Mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's not my fault. I know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah. I know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah, figure it out. Let me go to this next question then. Should all good men be a little toxic? Why or why not?
Wait a minute! You should be a little toxic because of what Fosse was saying. Like, if you're too perfect, they're going to reject it. Why they going to reject it? Because nature. Why they nature going to reject it? Take it up with my good Lord. Because I just know. I just got my master degree, PhD, in women nature. I don't know why they do what they do. I just know that they do what they do.
And they do it.
And they do it. And you should be toxic.
Yeah.
Because if you're too perfect, if you're too square, they're going to reject it. They sit there. Just think about it. They sit there watching CSI murder movies all day.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Then you come and you boring.
Yeah.
Huh? They want to live some kind of like, make them feel something because they're emotional creatures. You got to make them feel. You being square don't make them feel anything. That's why you got to be a little toxic.
Nothing.
Toxic make them feel something.
Yeah. 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 And just to be clear, toxic is not just on some arguing stuff or combative stuff or whatever. Like, you could be toxic doing, like, certain things or whatever.
Which,
like,
we will break down.
In a little bit, right? A little bit. So, I just point out one because I don't think it's on there, but, like, don't answer a woman text when she think you're supposed to answer. Right? Like, she texts you at 5. You don't respond to 8 o'clock. The next day, she texts you at 3. You respond at 3:30. So she takes you back. You don't respond to the next morning. I guarantee.
I promise you. Wrong to you.
That she will have a conversation with you about not texting her consistently.
Yeah. Why you hear my? Yeah.
Toxic.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit, man. Next question. What is something toxic that you have done that actually worked in your favor in the past or present? I'm going to leave you while factual last because you probably got something present. Foresee, we going to go first on this one, just to save ourselves. Anything that you've done toxic in the past?
In the past?
That worked out in your favor?
I remember one time I was talking to this one chick way back. Talking to this one chick in high school, whatever. And she just wasn't, she wasn't acting like I wanted her to act and shit. So I just spent the whole day like acting like I ain't even motherfucking see her ass. You know what I'm saying? Just moving through that bed. She come up for a hug. I just walk right past her motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? She all on my phone. Why you treat me like this? Like, woo woo. Got her friends come around like, hey, why you acting like you don't see your girl? Woo woo. Just pretty much just ghosted her motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? All day in the hallways, whatever, whatever. And she started acting right.
Mine is similar, but it was more of like a phone call type stuff. It was one chick. I wouldn't even say I was dating her. We was just doing whatever we was doing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I went 0 dark 30 on her after about talking to her consistently for like 4 days. Came across her like 2 days later. The fuck is wrong with you? What are you talking about? I've been calling you for the last 2 days. You been calling my phone? Nah, you ain't been calling my phone. You must been calling that other nigga. I ain't got no other nigga. No, I was calling your ass. Check your phone. Oh, I'll be down. Well, shit. You ain't want nothing anyway. Whole argument, right?
Wait a minute.
Later that day, though.
Later, though.
I had that ass up in there.
Nah.
Yeah. That's all I really wanted because she hadn't fucked me in like 2 weeks before that. So I was like, oh, you ain't going to fuck me, huh? Bet.
Yeah.
Well, factual, what you got?
Well, it's something I just discovered that it might work in your favor. Telling them you're not having sex right now. So if you listen to the last episode, had a little whatever. Go listen to the last episode.
Yeah, gotta go back. Go back.
Yeah, I told Shorty I ain't having sex right now because semen retention. But I ain't tell her. I just told her I ain't having sex right now, and she been blowing me up ever since then. So if you use that I ain't having sex right now, but you is, but you okay. Tell them that they ain't gonna know how to act because yeah. You super not pressed.
Super. Ultra instinct.
Ultra instinct, not pressed. Yeah. Word.
Yeah, man. So with no further ado, man, we've been talking about, you know, what women like a toxic man, how much toxicity they need. We didn't even told y'all some moments that we thought was toxic and how it benefited us in the end. You know what I'm saying? While factually, we even told you in present day how it's probably going to benefit him. In the end. You know what I'm saying? But here's what we are here for, what you need to know. Here's how to be a toxic man.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Not a lot, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get to it, man. We got them numbered off, so we're going to start from the bottom with number 5. And I like this one because I was taught this one.
You coined the phrase.
Be consistently inconsistent.
Once a month, don't do what she expect you to do. Break routine on purpose.
On purpose.
Have a worry and concerned on purpose.
On purpose.
Make her say, it's not like him. On purpose.
On purpose.
Let her imagination do some of the work for you.
That's that. Hey, and I'm not just a we ain't even calling our own phrase, but I'm not just one of the men of 2D for the intro. I'm also a client of number five. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Let's move on to number four.
Word.
Let's move on to number four, man. B, unavailable.
Nope. Now B Wade, you was cooking, so I let you cook. But it was actually in this be unavailable when you was talking about the phone. Don't pick up the phone every time she call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't respond to every text.
Never.
And when you do respond, be direct and to the point. Be busy with your own life so that you're busy when she want to hang out and do something.
Yeah.
Be unavailable.
At all times.
Truthfully.
Or just a little bit.
Yeah.
Enough. Just enough. Yeah.
You don't want to be obtainable at all hours of the day. You don't want to be no 24/7
word
on call center.
Yeah,
be unavailable.
Yeah. Why I called you yesterday? Why didn't you answer the phone, bitch? I'm building a bridge to God.
Yeah, word.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, God damn it, man. Hit the heart on that. I'm gonna use that.
Building the bridge.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Oh, my fault. I'm just building bridges to my Lord.
Yeah, what did you do with yourself today?
That's all.
That's heavy. It's heavy. That's some heavy shit right there.
It's gravity, man.
Let's move on to number three. Be difficult.
Make it hard for her to figure you out. Yeah. What I'm saying is make it hard for her to figure you out. If things have been going smoothly for a while, start an argument. Over nothing. For no reason at all. Then let one day go by of not talking, and then get in a space, start kissing on her, making her laugh like nothing happened. And if she brings it up, act like you don't even know what she's talking about. Toxic.
What you mean?
What you talking about?
What? When was this?
Yesterday.
What?
Me?
I did that.
Moi?
Not me.
God, that don't even sound like me, babe.
That's crazy.
Can I give y'all
that's that other nigga.
Yeah. Who you fucking with?
With that.
You fucking around on me, girl.
You fucking around on me. Because I ain't never done no shit like that.
Not me. That's your sweetheart.
Hey, I love throwing
shit,
that out there.
Shit, that looking crazy.
I love throwing that out there to my wife to this day.
The fuck? What?
Babe, whatever. You remember when I said that? Nah, you must have been talking to that other nigga.
That other
you know man. I ain't got nobody. You the other nigga, motherfucker.
Yeah,
hold on, calm down.
My bad.
My fault.
Hey, real quick before we go on to number two, can I give an example? Because I just love this joke from Kevin Hart or whatever.
Go
ahead. One of the rare ones or whatever. And he talked about how just starting an argument, just throw him off or whatever. You getting off of work. You know, I ain't had an argument with my baby in a while, right? But you like, damn, we've been in a good space. Just walk in the house. You know what I'm saying? Walk in the room. You'd be like, oh. She's going to be like, what's wrong with you? Every time I come in the fucking bathroom, you got the toothpaste cap on the toothpaste. What's wrong with you? Then just leave and close the door. She's going to be like, well, damn, I didn't know. I forgot he liked the cap off because when he come home, he could brush his teeth automatically. Do something like that.
Yeah, that's toxic like a motherfucker.
That's toxic than a motherfucker.
Super toxic.
Number two.
Just a little bit.
Number two, be indifferent.
You know your woman. When she doing something to make you mad or jealous, act like you don't give a shit. When she says something to make you emotional, act like you don't give a shit. When she tell you someone tried to hit on her or gave her a compliment or talk about some celebrity she won't fuck, act like you don't give a shit. Always act like you don't give a shit. Indifference kills all toxicity being aimed towards you, my friend.
I like that one.
Story of my life.
No, not story of the life.
Being indifferent?
Yeah.
Word.
Hey.
That's why you've been married how long?
Shoot.
Oh, with your shorty how long?
I think we go on October. We should be 10 years married, 20 years.
Yes, sir.
Together.
Being yes, toxic sir. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Remember, that's what we're talking about right here. We're talking about how to be a toxic man. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Not a lot. Bit.
Now, we have come to the number one way to be a toxic man, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Want to hit the drum roll real quick, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Got you.
Anytime.
I got you.
Your convenience.
Number one, just a little bit on the toxic man ways, be a loser.
That's right.
Be a loser.
That's right. I know it go against everything we've been telling y'all, but hear me out.
Yeah,
hear me out.
I need to hear this.
Because we talking about being toxic.
Okay.
So you're just going to incorporate some toxic loser traits.
Loser traits.
Yeah, that you're going to channel for your discretion, for your good.
Okay, so you use a loser for good.
Yeah, you using this.
I'm intrigued. Come with it.
After sex, disappear for a day. No calls, no texts. No good morning. Nothing. Fuck up on something critical and then blame it on her. Show unnecessary rage. Say you gonna do something and don't do it. Forget something important. Don't notice that new hairstyle. Flirt a little too much with the waitress. Get caught with a naked picture in your phone. Keep entertaining other women to keep your sword sharp. Why do this? Because it's toxic. Just a little bit. Just be a loser out here.
Just a little bit. So, again, that was the number one out of the five.
You with it now?
To do, to be a toxic man, just a little bit. Now, Walt, let me ask a question here.
Mm-hmm.
On the number one, be a loser. Some guys may hear this and feel like, man, you got me pushing to the edge. Like, I do like Shorty.
You do like her.
Yeah. You know, like, maybe they, that's their fiancé.
You
got some
cliffhanger. You want to marry her.
Maybe married, you know what I'm saying? Or you want to marry her. She got some good qualities. As we talked about earlier, you see something in her, right? And they might be feeling like you got me edging. You got me pushing to the edge on this being a loser. Like, do you believe that this could screw up what they got going on? But does it matter?
Okay. Is it gonna screw up? Let me just say the whole point of this thing. Let me just say that.
Give it to him.
Being toxic is not how you keep a woman, but it is how you keep them from getting bored. If you're pressed out here,
okay.
This list won't work because you won't be able to stay consistent. You must be consistently inconsistent.
Yep.
This toxic shit is a long game. And if you're not willing to answer your question, right, about Shorty, if you're not willing to walk away from the table, you're not ready to negotiate. Yeah.
Say that last part again.
If you're not willing to walk away from the table, you're not ready to negotiate. You can't fake like, I'm going to leave the room, but you really want the car. No, you got to leave the room and really leave the room.
Yeah.
So don't do none of this shit if you're in a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
If you're scared about losing Shorty. You do this to set things on your term.
All right.
Right? It's so that you the alpha of the situation.
Yeah.
It's you saying, hey, if you stay, you go, I'm good.
Right.
But I'm going to do this because I fuck with you.
Yeah.
You're actually doing this because you like the girl.
Yeah.
You're not going to do all this stuff. None of this is in your character either.
Right.
That's why we even telling you. You don't do this stuff naturally.
Right.
So I'm telling you how to do something natural that's not even natural to you. You're only going to do this for somebody that you fuck with.
Yeah.
But at the same time, even though you fuck with her, you got to be willing to not fuck with her.
Yeah. So here's a thought that I have, and he was cooking on that. He was cooking for real. Here's a thought that I have. 4C, tell me if you agree with this. Like, look over the five real quick and tell me if you agree on this thought. I believe that if you out here on your self-made man stuff, right? To your point, Walt, a lot of this stuff kind of goes against the grain of being a self-made man.
Right, especially to be a loser and just being toxic, right, period. Man.
But
right,
as far as it's going to be perceived to the woman that you're fooling with, it is unnatural, but it'll almost happen naturally anyway, right? Let me explain what I'm saying.
Yeah, come on with it.
So if you are following your PEMDAS, right, and you're on the day where you're focusing on M is for money, right? And you're taking the time to research the stuff that you're trying to do to gain more money and stuff like that, and you might see your woman call you. Normally, you would pick that phone up, but like, nah, this is...
You're going to be unavailable.
You're going to be unavailable. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Which tends to also lead to the be consistently inconsistent or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that it's certain stuff in there because if you're on your shit, that it'll kind of happen naturally. You won't have to at least force all of them. Being a loser, yes.
You got to force some of that shit.
Yeah. Be a loser for sure if you own your shit.
But the 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Yeah, I think some of that stuff will come like without you even thinking.
I'll give you that because earlier today I was at work, you know, because, you know, we had some Saturday work.
Mm-hmm.
We started picking back up. And while I'm working, you know, I got my other business going on. So I'm trying to schedule to go look at some assets that I want to acquire.
Right.
And while I'm texting, you know, I'm messaging this guy on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
My wife is calling me.
Right.
But I'm already in mid-text.
Right.
And I'm trying to sound as professional as I motherfucking can. So I got my cap on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and so I just had to let that motherfucker go to motherfucking voicemail. Mm. Like, I got to get this text off. You know, it's bread on the line.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I just hit it, you know, a few minutes after I got done with the text or whatever. Boom, then I hit her back. It was like, oh, you know, I was seeing about this business or whatever. Like, what's going on? You okay?
Right.
Woo, woo, woo. So you right.
Yeah, like,
if you really own your shit, it's going to be times like you got to, like, handle your business first.
Right.
Then, you know, take that call. It's gonna be times like, you're right.
Yeah.
If they following the 5-piece, it's going to be times where it's going
to
naturally
but
just
But I
fall.
Want y'all to just assume, what episode? We early in the third season. Boom. They ain't heard nothing about 2D season 1.
No. Yeah, they don't know about season 2. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
they don't know shit.
Where you're going with it.
So they like, man, I need some information to just help me get on some shit.
Yeah.
Boom. They right starting there. Off. Boom.
Be toxic.
Start off being toxic a little bit.
Then
they
can,
then they go in to hear us talk about 5-piece. What's that they talking about? Then they can just go to go archive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you right. Yeah.
No, you right. I was just, for those that were, I'm kind of.
Like, then, you don't, if you already on your 5-piece or something, you don't really got to change up too much. That's why I think that's what B-Wayne was saying.
Right, right.
Like, some of this is going to just happen naturally. And I feel like he telling the truth on
that. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get to the dessert. Gentlemen, again, we are bringing it back. Large facts. Or nah. Now, what we have in this iteration, woman explains the worst thing you could tell someone who's in a toxic relationship. What you got, Walt?
The worst thing you can tell somebody that's in love with somebody that's no good for them is this. Just leave him. When I was in what I was in, the worst thing people could tell me was leave my man. Oh, because I wasn't leaving my man. You might leave me when the conversation is over. You might leave your man, but I wasn't leaving my man. My mama did this one thing that made me want to leave my man, right? I'm sitting there telling her all the bad stuff, and she says, you would get tired. I'm like, no, mom. I'm like, my ass black. Like, she like, it'll come a day. Oh, that right there, that'll do it. I'm like, mom, he was talking so crazy to me. Like, she said, you can always come home. The day I left my mama's house and I said I was moving out and me and my man, we was gonna be together. That's just what it was. She helped me pack up the car. She said, all right, if it work, it work. And if it don't, right? And we drove off into the sunset, y'all. Yes, we did. And then when we got into it or whatever, a couple times, then I came back home and she was like, you all right? I said, I ain't never going back to him. She'd walk into my room and say, you all right? Then when my man had told me it's time to pack up and leave my mama's house again and it's time for us to be together again, I packed my stuff up. Cause my mama was so mad and I could tell she was so mad, right? But she came over, she got us toiletry, she got us everything. Yes, she did. She was supportive. Then I came home again because, you know, it got bad again. And then she said, you will get tired. Baby, I was looking ran down, stressed and depleted and depressed. And she said, you ready now? I said, I am so done with him. She said, you will get tired. Sometimes you gotta tell people to stay. Because if you tell them to leave, as humans, we want to do the opposing thing. So here it is. Baby, stay. Stay if that's what you're into. Because sometimes we get an adrenaline rush back and forth with another person. It's a chemical imbalance. It's something we get addicted to. But one day you're going to start to hate the highs and lows of your body chemistry going up and down. And one day you're going to hate the highs and lows of your mental going up and down. And one day you're going to hate the highs and lows of the highs and lows with somebody. You just want to stay regulated, right? You will get tired. I'm not going to sit on this app and keep telling you, just leave. You're not going to leave. You will get tired.
You'll get tired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they won't.
So after hearing all that, gentlemen, I just got one more question to ask.
What's good?
What do you think makes a woman go dumb for a man?
Fucking them well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can't get around it. Can't get around it.
Yeah.
You can be consistently inconsistent, be unavailable, be difficult, be indifferent, be a loser.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ain't fucking them well, it ain't gonna matter. it ain't gonna matter, boy.
You need to be giving up the meat.
The dicks.
Huh?
Arby's, nigga, roast beef, nigga.
We have the meat.
Yeah.
Like, when she talked to her friends and they asked that question, why don't you just leave him, girl? Because he has
the meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Pause.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Pause. Yeah. It's gonna be a day, man. But yeah, that's why they dumb out here, because they getting piped down correctly.
Word. You gonna get tired now, especially if she leave that dude and then she go venture in the world and that dude was weak compared to.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gonna be there for a while, son.
Yeah. That's that.
Too bad, so sad.
Too sad, so bad. Yeah. That's that on that, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's that. Think,
man? That's that.
You gonna ask for the check.
So before we get up out of here, man, y'all got anything on your mind that you want to get off real quick?
I do. I have something. Okay, now check. I was listening to something they were saying, damn, the red pill, man, is getting played out or old or something like that. And what is the red pill? You might be asking. The red pill is information about female nature and masculinity. That's the red pill. If you ever seen Matrix, it was a blue pill that keep you lost in the world, not knowing shit, lies.
Yeah.
Red pill was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do here is red pill information. It's giving you the truth about masculinity, how to be the best man you could be, and at the same token, female nature, right?
Right.
So you might hear us talk about red pill stuff, and you might hear something similar that was similar to first season, second season. But here's the thing. This information is catered to somebody that might be new, or it's not intended for you to. Well, I'm glad you're here if you've been here every season, but really, you don't have to be here every season. It's not designed for that. Like, once you get your one season, you're a graduate.
Yep.
That's the term alumni.
Yep.
Huh? You here for second season, you good. Like, you need to go conquer some shit. Like, you don't need to be here fourth season, and I'm glad y'all here, but if you're saying that, it's same old shit. Yeah, because it's season after season, it's a curriculum. Okay, you got your associate first season, huh? Your bachelor degree, master degree, but at some point, you're going to have to go out there and slay them.
Yep.
Right? That's why it's alumni. Like, you come check in, see what we're talking about.
Yep.
Self-made alumni. But for the new people, they trying to graduate, so we got to drop the curriculum.
Yep.
So it'll never get old, because there's always men out here that need this information.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's always men that's just now awakening, and that's what we're here for. That's the purpose of this pod. I just wanted to rant that because I saw something about the red pill getting old, but there's always somebody that needs this information. Yeah,
somebody that hasn't been initiated yet.
Correct. Like, somebody might come and be like, 5 P's, what? Well, we're going to touch on all that again. So if you've been here, I'm glad y'all here, but just know that we make content for people that's just now coming here, just now being awakened.
Yeah.
And all y'all fucking with us is alumni, because y'all already graduated the self-made curriculum.
Yep.
And that's my rant.
And that's the rant. Folks, so you got anything?
Nah, just to add off of his, what Fashion was saying, and then just like in science, things is changing and being added to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just because you got your doctorate or whatever, if you've been here for a long time, don't mean that it ain't gonna be more information added.
Right.
Or
right.
Information could be, you know, they've had equations that was there and then they've gotten rid of them.
Right.
And they was like, you know what? We was wrong in the past. This is the new equations. So shit is constantly in change and constantly in flux. So you never know what you're going to miss or what information might be taken out and new information put in. So if you're not continuously trying to stay on a path of higher learning, you never, you know what I'm saying? If you're learning, you got to constantly keep learning.
Constantly.
Knowledge never stops. So that's the truth.
And with that said, I don't even have anything. Whatever I'm going to say, I'm not going to add to the end of this. I'm just going to wait till the outro. Black screen up. Let's get to it, sir.
In the spirit of self-made, being made, all things made, song called Made Me. Maybe you heard it. Maybe you haven't. Oldie but goodie. Welcome to the greatest podcast in the world.
Yes, sir.
2D for the intro.
going down.
Let's go. That's that shit that made me. There you go. D-Wayne, if you please, sir.
Hey, we know y'all could have been anywhere else in the world,
but
you're here with us, and for that,
we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm B-Wayne.
I'm Wall Factual.
Hey, motherfucking 4C, what's going down?
Who they came to see?
Huh?
Who they came to see?
Who they came to motherfucking see?
Yeah, yeah. So, to the alumni that's been here since, I'll say it every time, dry that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What is your profession? And with that said.
With that said, sir.
And with that said.
Let's get up out of here. Holla.
Hey, man, on a lighter note, you know what I'm saying? This is a transmission to all the hell divers out there. Hey, y'all keep doing the good work on this motherfucking game, man. Hey. We trying to push them back, you know what I'm talking about?
For motherfucking democracy, nigga.
For liberty, nigga.
Holla.
Nah, man, y'all come back to the show, man. We appreciate y'all.
One.